Hey, this is the Deacon.
And this is Dad. Welcome back.
Welcome to the Deacon and Dad. A lot of stuff to cover.
There's so much bad and so much good, and it's hard to find the good. But the night after Charlottesville, I woke up and I was just like really outraged and depressed. And then I got a news flash that Jeffrey Lord had been fired from CNN. So that just immediately made me happy, because I'm like, there is some justice in the world. And for those of you who don't know about Jeffrey Lord, he is like this diehard Trump supporter.
And frequent CNN commentator.
He was on CNN as one of their contributors.
Yes.
But he is just, he was just clueless, and but he was also really offensive.
Yeah, he was.
It got to a point when, what's his name, Don Lemon, who people had been, you know, dragging for a while anyway, but when Don Lemon cut him off and essentially said, "Get off my show," he was on there with three other black people.
I didn't even see that one. I got to see that clip.
Essentially he was talking about, you know, Martin Luther King wouldn't be sort of involved with Black Lives Matter.
Oh my God!
And they said, "Wait a minute, stop, dude. That's offensive. You can't do that." And he said, "What do you mean?" And he kept going, and then each one of the black people kept saying, "Excuse me, you can't do that. That's offensive. You need to apologize, or you need to stop." And he kept going, "But I don't understand." And Don Lemon said, "Listen, there are three black people on this panel who just said you insulted them, and you're not hearing it. So I don't think we need to hear anything else from you. Let's go to commercial."
Great.
And
that's great.
But they didn't fire him for that.
No, of course not.
They fired him because they found a tweet of him saying "Sieg Heil."
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, so it took a Nazi reference to get this jerk off the air.
Okay. Yep.
So,
well, good he's gone.
Good he's gone. And then, but we got to go. I mean, and then other people are leaving the administration.
Yes.
And his dumpsterness, I don't know what to say anymore.
It certainly wasn't a surprise.
No.
You know, his response wasn't a surprise, you know.
The first, the second, or the third response?
Any of them, really.
I mean, the first
one was like, of course he's clueless. The second one was like, that's not him. Then the third one was like, that really is him.
Yeah.
There he is. Yeah, that's exactly. Thank you for showing me again.
And
but I'm not shocked about it.
No, I wasn't shocked about it. But I was amused that, again, Joyanne Reed, our favorite person on television, who seems to be being worked to death on MSNBC.
Mm.
Anytime anybody's off, Joy's replacing them. So in the last 2 weeks, she's worked practically every day.
Wow.
She replaced Rachel for a week. She replaced Chris Matthews for 3 days. She replaced Chris Hayes for 3 days.
Opportunity.
I know. And she replaced Lawrence for a day. Mm-hmm. And then she does her Saturday and Sunday show. I mean, and then for the last week, after she did her show, she did a special 1 hour on Charlottesville.
Uh-huh.
And she's doing another hour. The day we're recording this, she's doing another hour. So it's just like, I know she's the smartest one there, but can't they find any black people to help relieve her?
Well, she could be taking advantage of all the airtime.
Well, yeah.
You know, like a girl, April Ryan.
Yeah, yeah.
She's on CNN a lot. I'm like, go ahead.
Right.
That's right. That was a big boost for her.
Yeah. I have a theory about what's going to happen with Joy. It's good, but I realize if I speak it out loud, it won't come true, so I'm going to shut up.
Oh. Go ahead and make the prediction.
No. I don't want to. I get superstitious occasionally. Okay, so now, you know, I follow the news everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in the midst of all this Charlottesville stuff and the Boston thing and the people. There was a massive flood and mudslide in Sierra Leone.
Mm-hmm.
600 or 800 people died. 3,000 or 4,000 homeless.
Wow.
They can't get any relief in because the Senegal in Dakar, they're just, the responders are just overwhelmed.
Mm.
I mean, they, now, have you heard any body on any...
No.
Say, hey, send some money to the Red Cross or to the Red Crescent or to any of the...
No, that's...
The relief funds. The only reason I know it happened was because I listened to other shows. I listened to Africa Today. I listened to the BBC. I listened to Australian Broadcasting. Mm-hmm. Everybody led with it.
Right. What we have is just a big distraction.
Yeah.
We have reality TV for presidency right now.
Yeah. And then, okay, so back to... it really is a dumpster fire now because everybody's bailing out.
Yeah.
I mean, Steve Bannon is gone.
Good.
But the amazing thing is, you know, since Trump didn't say anything for 2 days about Charlottesville, but when the people started peeling off that council he set up, the manufacturing,
right,
and the first one to peel off was, is it Ken Frazier, who's head of Merck, biggest pharmaceutical company. One of the biggest farmers. And that he goes and tweets about.
Yeah.
Now, of course, it immediately becomes known that he's black.
Right.
So, but he didn't, so he can't, it's sort of amazing. And I'm going to be blunt, okay? And so you know where I'm coming from in our audience. Okay. He can't get outraged about a dead white girl who got ran down by a car driving and not by an alleged Nazi. But he gets pissed off because a black man said, "Hey, I'm out."
Yep. That's how he is.
You know?
That is exactly who this man is.
It makes no sense. But it's getting close. I'm having some optimism that...
they're going to get him out.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to allow him to resign.
I don't think he's going to resign. He's not the resigning type. I think what's going to happen is they're going to pull the 25th Amendment on him. Mm. But that's going to take... it's getting closer. I mean, look, I have never worried about a military coup in this country because we're just not set up that way.
Right.
But the generals they didn't do a coup, but they did disobey the commander-in-chief. Because he goes, hey, you know, transgenders. And they go, wait, whoa, dude.
Yeah,
no. Give me, I haven't seen any paperwork.
No paperwork. I
haven't seen no paperwork. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And not taking orders from a tweet.
Yeah, we're going to shoot off the, you know, they're going to rain down fire and fury. Yeah. And it goes like, you know,
no, we're not.
And then the Nazi thing. And now this is unprecedented.
Mm-hmm.
All of the heads of the military, the uniformed services, all came out, including the chairman of the Joint Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, Nazis, no. Right. Well, there's no way you can say, we don't tolerate Nazis in the service.
No.
That's just, no, you can't do that. So, I mean, in some ways, that's akin to a military coup in that they're saying, we're not going to take your orders.
Right.
This is illegal.
This is our version of it.
Well, but it's not a coup in that he is giving illegal orders.
Yeah.
You know, he's saying, well, it's okay for racist Nazi skinheads, KKK members to be in the military. No, it's not.
No.
It hasn't been legal for a long time, and we kick these people out when we catch
them. Out.
You know,
war for these.
I can't, you know, I'm not giving the military a pass for kicking all the gays out, but I'm, you know.
It's like everyone coming together against the Borg. Yes. You know, we hate, or the latest episode of Game of Thrones. Everyone had to come together.
Yeah.
But, no matter what, it's like, yes, you killed my father and you killed my brother, but we have a bigger problem right now.
Right, yeah. Though, I have to keep referencing the black guy who tips, mm-hmm. because he does the best, he and his wife do the best recap of Game of Thrones.
Oh, right.
Because they do it from a black perspective. And, you know, first of all, they're always looking at it. Like, when, you watch Thrones. Okay, yeah. So when Samwell Tarly's father got roasted by mm-hmm. the dragon, but he essentially told Danny, I'm not going to bow down because you got these savages.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, wait a minute. Oh, no, wait a minute. You know, I mean, it's the only brown people in there. Yeah, you know, it's like, so here we got the Dothraki. And yeah. you going
to
go.
They always reference to the Dothraki horde of these savages. Like, I was like, yeah, like, all the brown people. Mm-hmm. These are and of course, then we got the white lady who's leading the brown.
Yes.
Brown
people.
Queen of the brown people.
Queen of the brown people. Yes.
Blonde haired white lady. Bleach blonde.
Bleach blonde. Yeah, brown. Yes. So, seriously, silver platinum blonde. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah okay. I can get away with that because her dragons are black. Okay, so, it's like, we don't know what's been going on.
Still in service of the white
man. But, I mean, she did come by, and, you know, she did free the slaves. Right. She did torch Slaver's Bay, you know.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, like, actually, somebody in it said, well, you know, you freed from one slavery, now you're in another one. She said, but we chose it. I was like, well... She's got dragons.
Yes.
I would have been like one of those soldiers too. Hey, I'm taking a knee.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, it's like, okay.
Don't fry me.
You got dragons. And I just find that funny. You know, every time somebody says something, the guy goes, look, I was like, she's got dragons.
She got dragons. you got one big spear now.
Yeah.
Ooh. That didn't seem to help much.
No, it didn't help much at all. All right, anyway. So
that's white arrogance again.
Oh, okay.
Take down a dragon with
So we'll do a little segment here on a semi-regular basis as I come up with it. For years, I have been taking notes of little bits of conversations I hear on the street, on the subway, wherever I am. I just find it sort of amusing.
That sounds amusing.
Yeah. So the latest one, I'm in a bar. There's a couple seats over.
Mm-hmm.
It's a white couple. And they are discussing getting a DNA test.
Mm-hmm.
And she turns to him, and both of them are little, they've had a couple of pops. So she says, why would you want to get a DNA test? You know what it's going to say? It's going to say you're white. What else do you need to know?
That's right.
And I'm like, yeah. So, you know, there's not even anything you can say and just sort of shake your head.
Right. Unless she meant you better watch out. Because we may not be friends next week when you find out you're 50% Nigerian.
Yes. But, it's like, it's in that context and you have to leave it there.
She was, I mean, unfortunately, there's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah. And the other...
The system is set up for them. Hey.
The other thing heard out of context is a friend owns a bar, but he's from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, it's... Got some problematic things about Australia, but that's okay. He's here. So he's introducing a new menu at the bar, mm-hmm. and he's asking me about it, and he comes up with some stuff with kale. I said, what is it with kale? Everybody's eating it. He said, it's white people's food. And, of course, I'm laughing because... He's clearly seen that this is a fad. I mean, this dude is—he's tall, he's white, right. You know—but he's not from America, so he doesn't understand the historical significance of black people ate kale because that was what you could get.
That's
and
what we
can
get.
It was a staple in a diet, but now it's like this.
But even the white folks here didn't know that.
Yeah,
They think, well, yeah, they discovered it. It's like when they discovered bone marrow. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. You know, what do you mean you don't?
All the little flavorful parts? Yeah, that's what y'all gave us. It's good. Uh-huh. Now you're rediscovering that.
Oh, screw you. You didn't suck a chicken bone?
Yeah, no, you didn't do that?
I'm amused by that kind of, about the whole food thing and how it's, it keeps morphing and how people keep changing. There's a bartender. Mm-hmm. I sound like I spend a lot of time in bars. I don't, but I do. I find it a very companionable bar. Mm-hmm. Anyway, one of the bartenders specializes in making a very, very spicy, I just blanked the tomato thing.
Bloody Mary.
Bloody Marys. Mm-hmm. But she does things like she pickles some of her own stuff. She pickles green beans.
Oh.
But she also mixes it with lots of hot sauce and stuff. And so she and one of the other bartenders were talking about which hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what her real background is, but there's some... either some Southwest, some Texas, or she's been around black people.
Oh, wow.
Because she started talking about which hot sauce do you prefer? And she said, well, you know, Frank's is easy to get, but I prefer Texas Pete. And I'm like, okay.
You can get some flavor.
Yeah, and then I was just waiting for her to come up with the mentioning that she was going to get some Jamaican pepper sauce and they added to it. I was like, okay, but it's, once again, we're picking up ethnic flavors and, you know, appropriating our culture and not understand. I mean, I wouldn't mind them stealing our stuff if they gave us credit.
Right.
You know, that's the one thing I got.
I learned this from grandma down in South Carolina, and I brought it up, put my own twist on it.
How would you think about music? I mean, you know, it took
the British guy.
Well, not what I'm saying, but the British people coming over. I mean, the Beatles talked about where their influences, the Rolling Stones, all these people came over here. They heard black music. They didn't know the history behind what we used to call race music.
Mm-hmm.
All they knew was like, man, this is really good music, and then they started using it, and it comes back, and then suddenly white people goes, oh, listen to this new sound.
Right.
It's like, they're looking at us like,
no,
this is a Muddy Waters cover. What are you talking about?
Right. It's just blues. They're just playing the blues.
This is James Brown.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, I came back from Mexico. I was in Mexico.
Okay.
Last week for a few days, and it was great. Went to Mérida, Mexico, in the Yucatan Peninsula.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, it was fantastic to feel, well, it was first just full of brown people. Full of brown people. My brother and I, we walked around. It was late at night. He bought a house down there.
Okay.
So he was showing me his house. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning, and there are regular cop patrols. They just rolled past us, didn't pay us no mind, and we both went, wow. And found out later on, actually, on the our taxi driver became kind of a tour guide on the way from the airport.
Right.
And he said it's actually one of the 10 safest cities in the world.
Okay.
And I was like, wow, it was really nice not to feel like, you know, looked at like a criminal.
Yeah.
Or somebody was about to do
something. Well, but I just remember you and...
It was great.
Yeah. I just remember in one of the early episodes where you were talking about you and Michael driving around and still doing like make sure we put our hands up and being really careful.
Yeah, have sit up straight.
Yeah.
Make sure, don't look out, just glance over there, acknowledge them, but don't look at them in the eye.
Okay, so this is the other thing that it's been really, really bothering me as well during this week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all these people now talking about, we got to talk about race. We got to talk about race. And I'm like, no. And somebody, this is not new with me, but other people saying, y'all need to talk about race.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need to blacksplain no more.
No.
I'm tired. Mm-hmm. We've been doing this for
generations. We've been trying to tell y'all.
Yeah.
You didn't want to listen.
You know.
So you figure it out.
And unfortunately, you know, people been getting shot by cops, and they've been somebody quoted a statistic. I haven't looked it up, so I'm not going to verify it. All this right. is secondhand, but something like 400 people. There've been 400 hate crimes. People getting killed mm-hmm. in the last 5 or 6 years, and these were all
in the States.
Nazi, yeah, in the States. Mm-hmm. These are all Nazis and skinheads. Oh, you're just
talking about hate crimes, not yeah, hate I was crime. Thinking cops.
No, no, no. Well, that, no, crime. It's more than that. But that's I mean, I'm just yeah. saying, no, no. These are right. hate crimes. Right. And once again, you know, it's sad, but until you know, remember the I'm trying to remember the brother's name, but these skinheads drug him behind their truck
yeah.
for like 3 or 4 yeah. miles, and
I do forget his name. We have to look that up.
Yeah, but there was no whatever state it was in. There was no hate crime provision.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, they got convicted of murder, okay. and, but it was like this was a mm-hmm. hate crime.
Yeah,
and I just get sad that when it involves white people, then they get all upset. I mean, Matthew Shepard, when those kids mm-hmm. stoned him because he was gay,
yeah.
became a big deal.
Again, it's but it's consistent.
You yeah, know, there I was, know. I know.
There wasn't a meth epidemic until, or not a meth, but
a heroin epidemic. Yes. That's what I'm saying. So the issue is, white people need to be talking about white people. Y'all need to be facing your own consequences and talking about stuff you did. Because we didn't do this.
Yeah, we didn't do this.
You know, my ancestors didn't come over here willingly.
Uh-uh.
They didn't escape Nazism, or they didn't escape British colonialism. Or no. they didn't. You know, we were drug over here
yeah.
in chains and made to work for nothing.
Mm-hmm. And still kept down. The whole system is based on oppression.
Yeah. These statue things, that's more on LA, but I'm just, yeah. it's like...
We're going to cover that in next episode. We'll wrap this one up.
Yeah.
All right. So what I'll end on is saying that it is good that people aren't being silent.
Right.
So we have to stand up. We have to keep our voices out there and make them louder than those other fools.
Yeah. But again, all I can say is that we've been doing our part.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to say, you know, I want out of this abusive marriage.
<That's>, yeah,
I want y'all to go to anger management uh-huh. class, you know, and accept responsibility for yes. the shit you've done.
Yes.